Alice Springs is alive with music and light as Parchima Festival brings together Indigenous artists from across Australia. The festival has been running since 2016, attracting new audiences to experience a program of art, talks and music. Rhoda Roberts is a curator of the festival. She spoke to The Wire's Emily Downs about what attracts people to the event.
The extraordinary thing is it's in the heart of the nation, in central Australia, which is a great attraction. You're seeing artwork that's gone global and it's representing the western central and eastern desert regions of artists. And to take them and put them in installations and use new technology is quite amazing, actually. So it's like a great art gallery, but outdoors without it hanging on walls.
How will the festival be different each year?
So every year we work with artists across the many art centres that exist in remote and rural Australia, but we're focusing on this region initially. And we sort of look at what the work is. We give it a thematic. So, for example, 2019, it is the United Nations International Year of First Nations Languages. So we'll be focusing on quite a bit of language as that thematic, but looking at artwork that then we transport into various installations and structures. We also, of course, do a light show on the McDonnell Ranges, and that changes every year. And it's really dark at night, and then you're sitting in the viewing platform to watch the Rangers show, and it's like the whole countryside just disappears and it comes alive with this light. You don't see anything quite like that in the rest of Australia.
What kind of music and events take place at the festival?
We have quite a number of installations featuring artists. We also have a public program, which we call our Knowledge Program, and that operates over two precincts, one in the CBD of Alice Springs in the Todmore, and the other at the Festival Hub out at Desert Park. And we look at everything from in conversations and panels discussing a variety of cultural issues, stories. We have films, music, dance, really trying to give a very holistic view of Aboriginal culture and the stories that go with the art. We have a number of opportunities to meet artists, and we do a series of workshops, everything from weaving to spear making. So it's really, I guess, getting a deeper knowledge of First Nations people through their lens.
How have the people of Alice Springs responded to the festival?
Oh, this year it's just been amazing. On the Saturday night, we actually had a great group, Electric Fields, which have just been signed by Sony, and they've just finished coming back from a world tour. And it's an electronica group, Michael Ross and Zachariah Fielding. Zachariah grew up on the remote community of Mimili, so he speaks several languages before he speaks English. So a lot of the songs are in language, but to electronica music. Anyway, it was just packed. It was amazing. It created such a wonderful atmosphere. There is such a buzz in town and out at Desert Park. And this is the first year that we've activated Todmore in the CBD, and that has just been so successful. People are just loving it.
What different kinds of art is on display?
Works that feature very serious dreaming stories to very contemporary works as well. One of the installations, for example, is Gathering Space. The Gathering Space has 45 doors, and that's paying homage to one of the art movements that began in the 70s, and it was known as the Papunya Tula movement. And I guess this is the art that basically got out around the world, and people refer to Aboriginal art as dot paintings. But in fact, dot paintings only come from a certain region. Every nation across the country has their own styles. But the doors represent that when they first started painting, they actually painted the doors in the community with a particular dreaming story. And so we wanted to pay homage to that, but also create a different style of gallery space. And once you step inside the doors, there's light boxes all around and you see the artwork, but inside you actually get to sit with the old aunties or uncles who've painted those paintings. And we've created a lounge area, and you're watching TV with their stories, but also hearing from them live. So that's a very exciting space.
How have the artists responded to the festival?
Well, they're loving it. For them, it's not only about the exposure of their art, it's ensuring that those stories that have been told since time immemorial are still there for the coming children in the future. It's enormous pride, particularly for the three estates of Mabuantwa, the Central Islander people, for them to host something like this and bring in world-famous artists from across their region, you can't measure it. It's just extraordinary. It's a huge confidence building and empowerment. The amazing Myra Hubert Patrick, who painted the Budgerigar Dreaming, for her to know that over 1,000 people in Alice Springs had painted one of her birds that we have under UV light, she has stood in that installation just looking at it and just feeling so incredibly proud that, one, all these young people now know about Budgerigar Dreaming, but two, they assisted and painted and were inspired by her. And you can't put a value on that.
Rhoda Roberts, curator of Parchima Festival, ending that report with the wise Emily Downs.